Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. It is our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to have you with us. We see that our international folks are piling in. We're glad to have you. Come on over, blog talkers, to Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Jump in and make some new friends. They're awfully nice ladies and gentlemen that we get in there. So I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour or so. And you know, it was a name that was given to me by AOL. Back, in fact, before it even was AOL, it was America Online back then in the mid-90s. You remember those days?
I did.
Yeah, it was. Trust me on this. And they were looking for one. They found me. I used to just go and open up AOL chat rooms, and I'd give readings to people when I was bored. And they offered me this position, and it was amazing. I was with them until 2006. And then I broke away from them to finish my book and, you know, to kind of get established on my own. The internet was quite young back then. Websites tended to be rather homespun. I had a 16-year-old, oh, I still have them. My son was 16 years old at the time, and he was working on building websites out of his bedroom. So he built his mom one, way different than PsychicLoveDoctor.com is now. But he actually did that one too. But back in the day, it was very, you know, home crafted. Anyway, we're happy to have you with us. We hope we have as much fun and as much insight as we did last night. Now, of course, I want to remind everyone, only using playing cards, no tarot, no oracle, and no other. I know there's other card systems out there, but we're not using those. We are strictly using ordinary playing cards, as my grandmother taught me this method. I'm also going to use a 24-card layout for each of your questions. It's a way that I prefer. I know others just kind of, you know, rifle off a few cards, and they're all done-ski. Well, I don't do business that way in my shows. I would rather just put out the layout as I actually use it in my private sessions. And those of you on Facebook who are watching us live stream, you get to take a look at it. So with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to Mr. Magnificent himself, and that would be our very own Jimbo. Yay, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. This show is for informational and educational purposes only. We want to remind you folks, if you're international, you got to let us know, and we shall give you shout-outs. And
yes,
we get to start out right here. We got international shout-outs to Sophia's in Sweden. Rachel's in Australia. I see we got Kirsty's in the UK, and I think I got everybody so far. If I missed out, Laura's here, just rolled in now, too, from Canada.
Whoa, yay.
In fact, we pretty much...
I think it's all...
It is, right. All those that have typed comments in are all Canadian. Well, Canadian, all international. Only one's Canadian. The rest are European locations. So welcome, welcome, welcome. 515-602-9676. That's the call-in number. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show. That's a true statement. When you call in, you can listen to the show while you're waiting. If you don't hear a show, something went wrong. You don't call again. Very simple. Very, very simple. Facebookers, we always try to turn to you. We make no guarantees. Primarily a call-in show. We try to roll over to you folks once in a while. And when you do so, you got to be ready. We will take the first messenger call to Deborah Lee. That'll either be audio or video. That'll be your call, but only when we ask, because it doesn't have a awesome hold system with a queue you can sit there and wait in. So you got to wait until we actually formally announce it. Typically, I will type it first before we verbalize it, because that's quicker. There's a delay on the broadcast. So that is what that is. The harps. It's almost like I'm harping. I am harping. When you hear the harps, it is time to let go of your free reading. Let it come to an end. Let it end for now, because we got to move on to other folks. And in doing so, we're going to give you a angel card before we rock to another person. Tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. These are always good ones, too. Very good. Nice, skinny little deck. Very, very weird cards that you don't just shuffle that easily, let me tell you. You have to do it the old school way. And when we give you your angel card, then we're going to move on, because time constraints, people, folks, you know, they line up with Blog Talk. Facebook, too. A lot of people on Facebook. Yeah. So it's just, got to do what we got to do on the time constraints. That is what it is. All right. Let's get into it. All right? All right. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
You said everything?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. All right. Just because questions. Yes, I went to the salon today. I hang out there with some really great creative, there's several ladies, and there's a guy, he's actually a performer. He is gay, very, very lovely young man. And they all were, I'm a work in progress right now, okay? We ran out of time, but they're going to add, they called me Yellowbird today. And they're adding in a week, they're going to put in some scarlet and black. So I just said, do me. Whatever you want to do me. And so they did. So anyway, that's where we're at. And Jim, yes, he sat in the chair.
Mine, much simpler cut.
It's his, like, once a year haircut.
Not twice.
Usually twice.
So,
all right, well, with that...
Get the bang out of my buck. Why get it cut every freaking 2 months if you don't have to?
Because you get these cute little curls.
And it didn't cause anybody any harm, those curls. Nobody was injured from them, so why not make it...
Ladies, fun? Did you think it was better with this beard?
Oh, it's summertime. That's not, I don't know where that even came from.
That's not even a consideration?
No. It'll be back come winter, come fall.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you, the one look he did have was with the goatee.
Mm-hmm. I may bring that back, too.
I was growing my hair, but it's gotten to be too much, so every time it goes, you keep, you know, taking more off. So we're working toward a long shag. Yeah, that's where we're going.
All right.
And thank you. They love my top, too. Yes, well. Thank you. I'm a bargain shopper. I don't go to, the upper echelon, Juicy Couture and all that. Forget it. I can go down the street to all my special little discount houses, and I can do some very good hunting. What beard? He had one for months. He was gearing up to be Jon Snow. Maybe this was before your time, Rachel. He was gearing up to be Jon Snow at a big masquerade party that we were going to. Yes, Laura, that's it. We shop secondhand stores, too. You know, a lot of those things still have tags on them. I don't like to consider that some of these people may have already, you know, traveled on to the next world. But I bet they'd be happy. Yeah, okay, Jim is doing his sign language now. Like, let's get with it.
They've been off mute for about 180 seconds.
We will shout
mine. Welcome. Right. They've been unmuted for a long time. You did not talk. This is your call. It is your first reading. Your first reading. You're the first caller. So you got a reading tonight. Are you there with us? 229, Georgia.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Melvin, how you doing?
Long time no talk.
So,
yes,
what brings you to us tonight?
Well, I have a lot of concerns about with my health. I just got out of the hospital. They had to put some sense in me. And I wasn't aware of that. But I just want to know if I'm going to get better because, see, like, my health is really failing. And I go to dialysis, and I was not aware, but this new cardiologist, he really went in and did a great job putting the stents back in my, you know, so I could have proper blood flow. And I just want to know, like, what are you all picking up on that? And do you see
Okay. Yeah, remember now, Melvin, we're not.
And everybody else listening, too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, it's the medical disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
Melvin knows, but we also got to tell other people that we have a lot of people listening on the internet. We don't even know they're there. We want to let everybody know, hey, we are not medical experts. We're not legal experts. We're not experts in anything except these cards, and that's her, actually. So what we say is it's a reading. You can't take it as a diagnosis. We're just letting it know. I know Melvin knows. He's,
okay,
he's not a first
time. Can I rephrase my question?
No.
No, we're good.
No, you're fine. We're just letting other folks know that are reminder. It's a reminder that we're not doctors, so this is not going to be an actual diagnosis that you can run to the pharmacy on or what, something like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know Melvin.
Yeah, I got to know. Is your cardiologist young?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? They are turning out some awesome doctors, but they all look to me like they're still in high school at my age.
Yeah.
But they're incredible. They've got all these modern advances. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's has nothing to do with us getting older, though, right?
No. Well, Melvin, I see that he's given you, let me call it in my own opinion, a new lease on life. He's done a really good job for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that you should think of it that way, that this is the first day of the rest of your life. And I even feel you might actually end up traveling a little in the future.
Okay.
So, yeah, things are going to start really looking up for you. He's a godsend for you. Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that. Yes, ma'am. You're hitting it. And also, like, with these people at dialysis, they stress me the hell out.
But what about them? They stress you out?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. They treat not just me wrong. They treat other patients wrong, and I don't like it. So I report them, and so they're, like, trying to gang up on me like I'm a snitch and all of that. I said, I'm not a snitch. I said, I'm telling you what you're doing wrong, and I'm telling who it is. So I'm a patient advocate, and I advocate for the ones that can't, you know, advocate for themselves. But my question is, do you see some of those techs and nurses getting fired? You're just quitting or leaving?
Well, it's going to go through a process. What I'm seeing here is they're going to get spoken to and reprimanded and given chances.
Yeah, a lot of places they have to document and build.
They've got to build a case.
They can't just fire somebody because sometimes they can get sued or whatever, and then that person can make false claims. Well, you fired me because of this. And they said, well, if they talk to people, counsel, make them sign papers and stuff like that, when it does come time to fire them, they got like a case, like a court case almost built up.
Yeah, exactly, because some of these people will retaliate.
It's like a due process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing is you got to consider staffing shortages. They're everywhere. Now, unless you live in a big, thriving metropolis where you could jump from one dialysis center to another. But if you don't, they're going to have to put up with you. And those techs, they need to realize people like you could make that institution lose their funding from places like the VA.
Yep.
You got that? And Social Security. So
different insurance companies can pull out.
Oh, you betcha. So you just keep making noise. What happened?
This this last thing I want to ask, last thing right quick, please, if you
mm-hmm.
will.
Sure.
I just want to ask this girl named Cassandra. What does she think about me? Do you see us in a relationship, or is she a trustworthy person? What do you see with her?
I see a lady here, and this is no lie. I see a lady here who's actually very much in love with you. So I'm thinking that's your Cassandra. Cassandra?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Cassandra.
But you got to continue to be a good gentleman. Take things mm-hmm. slow. Scare her off. You know.
Don't scare the bitches off.
I mean, because she's a tech, but it's another one. She's a nurse, but she don't live in my hometown, and her name is Kizzy. Could it be Kizzy?
Oh, Kizzy from Roots. Kizzy.
Oh, my God. Why don't you turn back the clock there, boy? Wow, going to the
70s.
She's the nurse.
Kunta Kinte, the only thing greater than yourself, the universe, Kunta.
That was a pretty long miniseries. I don't know if we want to call out all the characters one by one on that series.
All right. Well, one of them is supposed to be kind of getting married. One of them is in a committed relationship.
One of the two that he mentioned, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably hard to differentiate which one's which
It is right now for me to figure out who is who.
Which one is which, yeah.
But one has very much feelings for you. She thinks you're adorable, Melvin. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does.
Oh.
So,
when would I find that out?
You won't. Only for me. Until she tells you. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see a time frame yet? Too early?
I think it's in progress. So you just keep being your charming self, Melvin.
Just keep on.
You know, they're not all against you. Some of them are cheering you on in private for what you're doing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, well, we must transition on. Thank you so much, Melvin, for holding and being caller number one. But real quick, we have a healing angel card for you before we move on to the next caller. Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yes, this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Good one for you, Melvin. That's a great card.
It's a really nice way.
I would like to get a reading from you all.
Get the what?
Second.
I would like to get a reading from you all. I don't know how to do it.
Visit the psychic.
Did you save my number?
I'm sure I have you somewhere in my emails. I'll look you up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Otherwise, like I say, go visit the psychiclovedoctor.com website, and there should be all that info on that very first page that pops up.
And then we'll talk.
All right. Well, thank you.
Right.
Good luck to you. It's been a while.
Many moons.
Oh, yeah. We're glad you're still alive and kicking. It's been a while since we talked. Usually that's a good thing. People are usually doing good when we don't hear from them. So that's good. You take care.
Oh, you do, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you.
One of our ladies. We have a lady on Facebook from Australia, she is saying to you, keep up the good work, Melvin.
Right, don't take crap from those.
That's right.
From any of those techs. They got a job to do.
Yep.
Wow.
And take care.
All right. Good luck, sir.
All right. Thank you. Love you all. Thank you.
Oh, love you too.
All right.
Oh, you know, he is.
It's been a while.
He's an awesome man.
It has been months, many months, I think.
And you know what?
I kind of think Georgia. I know Melvin's from that area, but yeah, there you go.
And, you know, if you look at his website or his Facebook page, not bad looking.
International shout out to Dr. Priya. Welcome, Dr. Priya. She is, where is she currently at right now?
Where are you at now?
I get mixed up. I know.
Netherlands?
I think there you go. Deb nailed it, Netherlands. Don't even, yep. She got it. Deb got it. I don't even need to wait for her response unless she's moved. That's it. I was trying to nail it down. All right. Very swell. Very well done. Very well done. The next call out, which is going to be area code 678, which is same state of Georgia. 678.
Georgia.
Beach
yeah.
State. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. And who are we speaking to?
Hello.
Hello.
678, are you there? You're live.
I'm here. I'm here. Hello, this is Wanda.
All right, Wanda, well, welcome, and the floor is yours. What
are
would
you
like to know or ask?
Have we spoken to you before?
No, ma'am. This is my first time calling.
Oh.
Oh, well, welcome. We appreciate you being patient. I know you've been holding for a long time.
Thank you for having my call.
All right. Well, then you listened to the first reading, so you got a feel for what happens here. So ask questions about anything you desire.
Just tell us a little something about you.
I'm sorry.
So I can build a sense of familiarity with you.
Yeah, see, the previous caller, Melvin, we've been talking to him for a long time. It's been a big while, but we've been talking to him, dozens of times. So that's why we didn't have to ask him too much. Go ahead.
Right. Well, thank you. No, my question is regarding relationship. I'm in a relationship with a person, and we had a big falling out, and I didn't know where you saw the relationship going after that.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry that you did. But, you know, I have to tell you, in my many years, I have... I'm trying to think what I was going to say. Just a minute. I have always been really apprehensive about couples that come to me and say, we have never had an argument, never once. They don't know the strength of that relationship. They hope it's strong. They hope it's a relationship that can withstand, you know, struggle and challenge and strife, et cetera. They don't always know. But those that do have, like what you're dealing with, this is going to be a defining moment in that relationship. So I'm going to now look at your cards. How long, first of all, have you two been together? How long?
7 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, she's got the cards going. Now, you said you had sort of like a falling out, or does that seem very permanent to you? Did this seem like one of those blow-ups that does not get recovered from, or what
do you feel? You know, I'm really thinking it over that. I don't know if I'm going to continue it or not, but he's got jealousy problems, just really bad.
He does? You know, jealousy translates into insecurity.
Yeah, and maybe she knows why. Do you know why he's jealousy?
Yeah, why?
I can speak English. Do you know why he's jealous? has he had a lot of problems in the past, or is that just his nature?
You know, I guess he has. The way that he has talked about it in the past, he has had that problem, you know. And unfortunately, I'm having to pay for whatever problems he had in the past.
I've been there and done that. I know that. And, you know, you try to be patient and tolerant, but after a while it wears on you when they don't.
And let me just say this. He, and I hate to say it because I never really had anybody that drinks. And he can go the whole week without having, you know, a beer. Mm-hmm. He drinks sometimes. Okay. But when he drinks, that really, really, really affects him. And that's when we fight, whenever he drinks. And that's when all that stuff comes out.
Problem.
That is a problem. I want to give you the good news first.
Good news.
The good news is the two of you can patch this relationship back together. There is every indication here that it's got a good foundation. However, now here's the bad news.
Mm.
He's got to work on that, or he's going to ruin this completely.
Yeah, that's what she's basically
between you.
That's what she was
saying.
So
in other words, he's a binge drinker, where he can go for days and days not drinking, but then he gets that beer into him. And, you know, some people actually, from alcohol, they have a chemical reaction inside of themselves, and they get ugly.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's one of those things, like a lot of things, affects everybody differently.
But, you know, that's like with me only. When he's around his friends that are doing, you know, drink, they're having like a party. But with me, he takes all that stuff out on, and I don't drink.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah, and you know, you not drink, being a drinker, and he's a drinker,
mm-hmm.
that can create a lot of issues in the days to come.
That's another challenge.
It is. And that is something he's going to have to address. And all this jealousy that comes out of him, it's a control. But it also mm-hmm. goes all the way back to a core issue of being insecure. Because if you trust somebody and you believe in, you know, them and their loyalty, you don't have to worry about them like that.
Mm-mm.
No. And another thing is, well, I just had it.
Not my fault this time. I didn't distract her.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I was just going to say that that's something where if he loves you enough, that man's got to watch his drinking. Because if he mm-hmm. is becoming verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, they don't even realize what they're
exactly.
saying.
See, that's where it went. That's where it went this time. It just went too far.
Yep.
And so
yeah. and he's
that's
with
where
his
I'm having the second thoughts yeah. about staying
sure.
with him.
This is
well,
a certain point where you just...
Is it mainly when he's with his friends, they all get drinking?
No, it's not even... It just so happened that that day he drank for almost 12 hours without eating anything.
No.
And then it's... That's when he took it out at the end, you know when we were alone, he started being very verbally abusive.
Now, here's another thing to consider, and this is something I've thought about quite a bit. Those that accuse others of, say, not being faithful or you're a liar, when they're pointing that finger at you, they're actually pointing three more back at themselves. You know, when you look at your hand pointing, he might have been in that relationship very unfaithful, unreliable. Mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And now because he was like that, he's now thinking you're capable of the same thing.
Well, and if he has this type of transformation personality thing, it's likely that he's done this before, driven women away, and he calls them cheaters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they left me. They cheated on me. Well,
okay.
Not realizing that he was at fault.
So here's what I think would help this situation from your card. My perception mm-hmm. is that you should step away from this and, first of all, make him make all the moves toward reconciling with you.
The groveling.
Because that's a negotiation right there, you know, mm-hmm. where you, if he says, I can't be without you, that's when you can say, well, I can be without you in this horrible drinking that you do, blah, 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 and you can, you know, set boundaries. And I think
I forgot to tell you one thing.
Okay.
When all this was happening, he was, you know, screaming at me for about 3 hours over this, you know, where I was at for 3 hours, where I had to go to work, and
yeah.
He wanted me to give him a time frame, and I can't give him. I was here from this time to this time. There's no way.
Like it's an investigation
right.
timeline. Yeah.
Right. And so
you shouldn't have to do that.
Exactly. I shouldn't. But, you know, when he was like that, he was pounding on me on that. And then I already was fed up with like 3 hours of, I was telling him, I had already told him what had happened. And then after that, the insults started coming in, you know, all these bad words that he was saying to me. And so I turned around and I came back to him and I slapped his face, and I shouldn't have done that. I feel really bad that I did that because I have never done that. But it just got to be too much on me and I couldn't take it anymore, you know, all the stuff that he was calling me.
I understand completely. The only thing is, if you go and hit a man, they might very likely hit you back.
Or they might think,
I was scared of that. Yeah, I was afraid of that he was going to try to do that.
Or he that might have just been filed something away in the subconscious of him saying, I guess physical contact
yeah.
is going to be just fine in the future. He might be
mm-hmm.
thinking that.
The one thing I want to say to you,
I'm just
hon,
shit out.
That is really the bottom line here is you're not going to be alone. If you have to throw this fish back, You know, there are many others around you. You've got men in your card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which when they're characterized as face cards, that means many, many more. Not just 5. So this guy better step up because he's going to lose you.
7 months is is a decent amount of time, but it's not a super long time.
Maybe
it's not 7 years.
Maybe he needs to go through some therapy and treatment.
Or maybe he needs some some I'm going to kick you to the curb treatment for a while.
That's
or
what
or
I
maybe think. It'll be forever. We
that's
don't know.
That's what
you know?
I think. You need to draw that line.
Yeah. You know,
and
I would, yes, like Deb, you said it.
Yeah, let him know.
Let
I'm
him,
not taking this anymore.
Let him come back to you. And you don't have to take the first or second call. Or you can say, you know what? Why would I take your call? You're going to be good for a week or two, and then all of a sudden you're going to drink and then go off on me again. Why would I want to do that again?
And you know something? If he goes out and runs around on you because you are taking a stand, he's going to see you in every face of the, every single one of those women's faces.
Really?
So it's a knee-jerk response. If men get rejected by the one they love, often what do? They go out on a tear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Grab everything that moves.
There's lots of things moving out there, too.
Then they realize, hey, I just want her back.
Yeah.
All right, we have an angel
Thank
card.
You.
We do. All right, stand by real quick. The subject of your healing angel card is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
Love it.
But remember that middle
Thank
word
you.
Was, well, the last two, perseverance and patience, means it sounds like it's going to be a long-term project.
Yes, I do,
this
too.
There's no quick fix here.
Okay.
But I think you two
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think the two of you will be celebrating Christmas together.
And thank you for holding for a long time.
Yes.
And if we do that, then I'll call you and let you know.
I would love that.
We
thank
do lots
you.
And lots of shows. You're always welcome to call.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank
all right, well, good
you.
Luck
bless
to you. And we always hope the best for our folks that call in. We do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, and remember, I'm especially the new person, I'd never hang up on you when the call's over because you can sit on the phone and listen as long as you would like. Some people are listening. That's the only way they listen. I'm going to. God damn.
Because like I want to make sure we do
We got like
of
a six-year-old lovely. Here that's like just woke up on Christmas and she can't wait to get at the presents. Like, just relax. Damn it. Those things aren't going to go run away. And there's no thief coming to take the presents. Relax.
I would love to also work our Facebook soon. So we're going to do that.
We'll do that, but it will not be right now, folks. Don't start messaging us. Don't do it.
10, we're going to get with you.
Don't do it. Don't kill us. Don't freak us out. All right. And without any further ado... Lisa, welcome, 520.
Hey, guys, what an exciting time to be able to talk to you. I just so look forward to this.
Thank you. I think we all do, too.
And you know
so
what was
the Friday night?
I want to tell you. Okay, so you, Deb, and Jimbo, too, but Deb, you came out really swinging on your advice. And you know what I did? I followed it. I sat at the edge of the party, my back to him. I didn't even, try to get him out of my line of sight. I gave him his space. And, you know, there was a woman. He was telling me this morning there was a woman.
Woman.
Ooh. And she's married, but she's going to hook him up with some others, introduce him to someone. I said, who? And he said, I don't know. So I don't know if he's protecting me or whatever. But it has to do, she likes his poetry and she liked everything about him. And she, like I said, she was married. And, you know, I can't drive myself crazy over every little crumb that surfaces.
Yeah.
And
I
just really got into it with a group of ladies and we had a good time. We had a really good time. And most, you know, there weren't really any single guys there. And it was kind of not a huge group, but it was a nice, pleasant experience. And the card saw that. But I made it happen. But I did follow the advice. You know, I was and so, you know, he said, let's ride there together. And we rode in his wonderful car, his chariot. And then he was telling me how wonderful I looked. And then, you know, I was telling him, you know, basically the same thing. And then we were, you know, sharing what we took to the potluck. I mean, we partnered up on it. And when we were having a nice chat this morning out in the backyard with coffee and laughing and giggling. And it was nice. It was very nice. So, Deb, what did the card say?
Okay. No, I can't take the credit. It came from your cards. See, in learning this method, it's not just about making pronouncements. Well, this is going to happen. That, you know what I mean. It's about helping people navigate. So I had to look at the cards to see how best can Lisa navigate this. And now that you've done it, it'll get easier and easier for you. And he will start looking at you, wondering, what are they talking about? Yeah, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we pretty much, you know, I gave him, he couldn't find a fork when we arrived. And so I took the fork over to him, just dropped it off and let him continue with his whatever mixing and talking he was doing. And but I stood back and went to my own little thought out, my own little thing. Mm. And then toward the end, like about, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes left, he called me over to him. And he, you know, he called me over to him and he was so sweet in the way he was calling me. And it was so sweet. It was really sweet. He has a sweet way of saying my name when he's really happy. And then this morning he greeted me. You know, and he called me a special name again, and I knew he was happy, and I knew he was happy because I also gave him space, and I'm learning, you know, this is new to me with him. Before, yeah, before, you know, I just would pussy whoop the guy, and, you know,
yes.
I demand.
Oh, my God. She sees it.
And they would do it. They would do whatever I said.
She meant something.
You know?
That terminology is not correct.
She
but
meant,
go ahead. Go on. Go on. That is not the correct terminology.
She was trying to make him so subservient to her needs.
But that sure as hell ain't the state of terminology in this case.
Is there one for men? Is it dick whipped or what do you...
No. Well, the cards go on. When if you're going to want to use... That's good graphic. If you want to use the word pussy whip, that would imply that person is already getting that bear pussy, and therefore he's whipped because he wants more. And that is not the case here.
Jimbo, I'm going to ask you something.
That's 100% what it means.
When they
are you the lawyer? Are you the lawyer of the psychic doctor?
I guess no. I'm a guy. You know, when we call our buddies pussy whipped, we're the ones that invented that term.
I thought it meant that means that guy is so upper twat that he can't even be with the friends. I guess.
Yes, and that's what I just freaking said.
But I mean,
you know,
like,
why?
What?
You know what? He's right. He's probably right. You know, maybe I took creative license. I love being called on my stuff. It's good for me. You know, I can't go out in the world and control it. I can't force people to love me. I can't force people to stay with me. I can't force any situation. It's so totally out of my control. But he had a great time. He had a great time, and I'm glad he did. And then when we were driving home, I could feel he had a good time, and he was, you know, so it is what it is.
Okay.
And then he ended up asking me at the end when we were, you know, saying goodnight. He said, did you have a good time? And I said, well, I was really tired, which I was. We were both really tired when we were going there. And I said, I just thought there would be more dancing, but I don't have any complaints. It's okay. I mean, I bring the party to the party. You know, I make it happen wherever I'm at. And I put on the party face. You know how it goes. You know, you do it.
What is his special name for you? I'm dying to know. You said he called me a special name. Is it one we can't hear? Is it that special?
Yes, it says Hail Pussy. No, I don't know.
I knew she was making that up. All right, I was like, yeah, I know that ain't it. I know that ain't it. Yep. As soon as I heard that, I was like, nope, that's not it. Go ahead.
He scrunches up his face when he's really happy with me, and he just he draws my name out in a real long way, you know, and he was talking to some other people, and he called. I was walking past the group. I didn't even know he was in that group. I was heading towards whatever I was heading towards, and he just called me over. And then he started telling someone how we live together and blah, blah, blah. And that's new. He's never done that before. He's always said, I.
No, there's a sense of freedom there and trust and loyalty. And this was good because often, you know, like when he went to talk to the girl on the trail, oh, that was quite some time ago.
God, that's a long time.
You know, God, you know what, Deb? That is so funny. Yeah. He brought that up the other day. And I said, you're bringing, and he brought up the month and everything. He said, remember when that happened? And she was an old woman. I said, she wasn't old. And I said, why are you bringing that up now? What? What the heck is going on here?
What
I said, why are you remembering that?
Yeah.
Well, there must have been an argument and a conversation.
Okay. Well, look at you guys went through a whole evening event and into the next day, and you've not had a disagreement.
Yes. No, it's been very, what?
I said,
did you say
yes? That's fantastic.
Oh,
yes.
You said why? Like in Sam.
Yes.
Like in Sam, Uncle Sam wants you. Okay, I got it.
Here, okay, I'm going to share the news. I am about to share the news.
Here comes the news. Stand by for the news, folks.
Isn't Gabriel the messenger? I feel like Gabriel the messenger.
Archangel?
Yeah.
Gabriel?
Under.
Oh, shit.
Sure
no
comes
really
true.
Sophia might know. She's
here it is. You want to know what the cards say? I always ask the cards. I'm choking up over here. I always ask the cards first. How is he feeling about you right now? Well, there's a very... Okay, look, I'll just lay it. I'm not going to play around with you.
She's not going to pussyfoot around, so to speak.
He's feeling very sexually attracted to you. And you got, so you've done good. You let this man actually breathe. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I guess it's like a freaking wine, pulling a cork out of a wine bottle, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on now is he's thinking of other things. How much of a good time you're going to have in the future. And he's actually feeling very physically drawn to you.
Yay.
So,
yay.
Well, so he's going to love you a long time.
This morning he was talking about years ahead and what we're going to do and what we're going to do when my grandson arrives, you know, how he's going. He's very talented and how he's going to teach him this and that. And, you know, I feel all melty. Yeah, it's sweet.
And there's going to come a time when there's an opening where you could say to him, I love how you project the future, you know, and how you see us together, but I have needs too. And hopefully he'd say, what am I not giving you? Or what is it you need? And you could say, I want to sleep with you.
Yeah, remember, this is a person from Earth.
What do you mean?
He acts like he's a fucking alien. Why do you have to fucking spell that out?
Because he needs tiptoeing.
Now, why would he need tiptoeing?
Because he flies off the handle.
He's 50-some years old. He's from this planet, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, they say we have aliens transplanted.
Play it however you want to. But I think there's a point where you've got to work in your needs as well.
Yeah, I think that point was months ago.
If he tells you, point blank, Lisa, I've got a dead penis.
Wow.
Then maybe.
Wow. Then maybe, maybe he needs an operation. Remember that? What? Remember?
They can put those little hydraulics in there. Yeah.
Remember John Bobbitt when Lorena hacked his stuff off?
Yeah.
He made a porn movie called Franken Penis.
And had one put on.
No, remember, they sewed it back on. They did. you never know. So anyway.
All right. Well, if he tells you that, then you guys should work out some kind of creative get some kind of workaround for that.
Oh, boy. Boy, that could be a lot of things.
He could just strap one on. Yeah, imagine.
You know what?
What?
May God strike me down with lightning and fire and turn me into a pillar of salt if I have to strap on over my thing. I already have a thing, and if I got to strap something on over it, take me now. Take me now, Lord Jesus God. Take me now.
I wonder if they do transplants with that kind of thing. I don't know. But anyway, progress here.
It's the Dr. Fallis show, everybody.
Dr.
Welcome to the
Fallis?
Show. Yes, Dr. It's the psych. The Dr. Fallis show. Welcome.
Yes, I'm
Dr.
Yep.
Masturbation is very, very natural. She used to say that like 10 times every show. Every freaking show.
So maybe she jumped spiritually inside of me and I'm now doing her work.
Oh, boy. You said doing her, then you paused.
Doing
her
right.
Work. Okay. All right.
All right. Anyways, go ahead. Give her her.
Oh.
Give her what she's got coming.
Nine-inch nails song. Here we go. Anyway, your card is vision. A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself also. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events.
I love that.
Love is in the air.
Yes.
That's basically kind of what that is going. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. So the night is young. No Saturday night plans?
Oh, no. He didn't sleep a wink last night. And I
so you guys are just taking a break? No. Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, I took this morning and went and hung out with a girlfriend. We went hiking and had breakfast on her porch that she made. And I went to the local bakery and, and I think I'm going to go work with some clay and, however it happens, it's just going to be serendipitous. It's okay.
Okay.
I mean that word.
Is he the only one that sees, what do they call the thing you're working on? What is that thing, the clay spinner, the clay maker?
I send, my, pretty much, he adores it. He adores it. He tells me when I feel really bitchy around him, he'll tell me how to, and he's pretty much a perfectionist. This is what I've been telling him lately. And I said, you know what? He's telling me how to, do it and how to glaze it. And I said, why don't you just do it yourself? Here, go. But that's when I feel a little bit inside of me speaking.
Lisa, go and build a beautiful, erect penis. And leave it there.
I'm
serious.
Not really sure what kind of message that may send, though. Be careful of what you do. I'm not even trying to read it. Just be careful. I don't. If I have a girlfriend and she leaves some kind of erect penis she made and gives it to me as a present, I don't know how to take that.
I'm afraid of being. Yeah, I'm afraid of being too in your face kind of girl. He does have sensitivities. I mean, I've picked up on some stuff from him when we've been out and about, and he'll say things, and I think this guy's really sensitive.
He should be a human being and have some feelings. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
Very true.
Be very careful on things that you do like that. You might not like the outcome of it is all I say. Right.
Well,
thank you so much for holding for the. It's cool. I'm glad you had a good Friday. That's cool.
Oh,
I could put on my screensaver on my phone that image, Deb.
That's just
you could do that. You could take a lot of pictures and make it out of those screensavers. Could be a picture of that if you create one.
Yes.
It could be a picture of the inside of your shower curtain. You could have a picture of a tater tot casserole. You could have those all like rotating in favor. Remember that old show, This Is Your Life, when they pulled out a book and stuff? She could have all those moments. Some of those, if you guys end up being together forever, some of those horrible bad moments are going to be funny moments, though. Like the big tater tot.
Yeah, when I'm in my walker. When I'm in my walker and calling you all.
But you know what? Hey, if you're in your walker, it's better than being bedridden. You got to look at the positive. Glass half full. Glass half full. Hey, remember, I had a walker last year about this time. I had my knee replacement done. I was walking around in a walker last year.
Oh.
It's better than being bedridden. That's why I look at it.
Pat has, right here, the phone. I think you might want to adjust the camera. Under the table is exposed. And how many times have I said, did you frame it? You know, are we framed?
But under the table's always exposed.
He would get mad at me. Maybe.
Under the table's always, always exposed. There's nothing we can do about that. There's no big deal. She's not naked from the waist down. She might be wearing, she's wearing pants that are pulled up around her knees because she gets hot. That's all it is. I think they think you're wearing no pants.
Oh, well, I am. They're leopard.
That's all it is. She just pulled them up because she has hot flashes. She gets hot, cold. Yeah.
I'm hot to trot with no place to
rest. I don't worry about the under the desk thing. We're not hiding anything there, you know. So.
All right.
Do we want to go phone or you want to go Facebook Messenger?
Well, let's do Pat first.
All right. We do so. I assume it's her. Probably 99.9%. 203, welcome to the show, Connecticut. Is it Pat?
Hi, no, it's Michelle.
See?
Oh, hi, Michelle.
That's why I hate to assume because I usually
am
wrong.
Yeah, we're always wrong.
I am.
It's either me or Pat.
Yeah, well, welcome back. I know she's also our frequent 203 caller.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm well. I'm well.
Good.
You know, I'm dealing with trying to control my anxiety, and you know, I make progress. I'm making progress. One thing that continues to bug me, and it also alarms me because I don't want to be, unpleasant or anything. But people at work get me really frustrated because they seem so stupid to me sometimes. Like, excessively slow when I have this thing in me, like I want to go excessively fast. So I don't know, you know, if I'm going to survive, you know, with the job, if I keep doing this, but that's how I am. So I don't know what to do.
So you work at your own speed, basically, and they're just lagging behind you, or what are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work really hard and really fast, and it's this thing in me. I want to get it done immediately, and I put like 110% in, and it's all sync work, you know, and producing documents and, you know, getting it done. And I've got this thing in me that is kind of works against me sometimes, you know, but I don't know what to do, actually.
But, okay, I'm just trying to make sure I get this very clear. Are you wanting them to hurry up so they can run your race with you instead of, okay.
that's what I would prefer, yeah, that, you know, rather than taking literally 6 months to a year what I can do in 2 weeks, see what I mean? It's
oh my god!
It's just
you're a whirlwind,
right? And it just you know, to control yourself, to try not to tell them what you really think.
Are you trying to just bite your tongue? Are you in charge, Michelle, of this project?
No.
Okay, do it. I am not.
Right. Otherwise, she probably would get everybody kicking in gear if she was in charge.
I would think you would.
Yeah.
What about the person above you? Are they...
He's good. I just got a new manager, so I was thwarted for 7 months with a guy who didn't listen to look at what I was doing. He didn't appreciate it. Now the new guy instantaneously recognizes how good I am, and they're very supportive. But you got to get the whole, it's a little company, but you got to get the whole, you know, the whole team on board to go faster, you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
They approve.
Have you thought of having a sit down with him and putting it all out there, all of this, and ask his opinion, how can we get those people on board? So what you're doing then is it's not barrel emptying. This is from Dale Carnegie training. Barrel emptying is when you tell everybody, you're going to go do this, you're going to do that, blah, blah, blah. But barrel filling is when you, and this is a great leadership style, it's when you put people, like this manager or this supervisor in front of you, and you ask for his input. Here's the situation. Here's our problem. Because he will then feel involved. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm just saying, well, and she knows this is probably her problem, is if you're working on a project as a team, you're going to move at the pace of the slowest member of the team.
Mm-hmm.
One person can bring it to a halt.
Yeah.
That's all. She knows that already.
And with you being a dynamo, you know, you're such a dynamo that I would think this guy would want to get on board with you. And
he does. We're all so frustrated by some of the people. Like, even though he's the manager, he's great. He's just smart, great, competent. Even he can't get these people to do what they need to do for years.
Is it time to clean house and get new people?
Probably can't be done.
I think your suggestion is really good to actually, because I can't, sometimes I'm not direct. I'm direct, but it's sort of like more criticism than really soliciting a solution. I think you're right. I should really talk to him, and, you know, if I have to be put in charge of something, I kind of didn't want to have to do that. You know?
Well, you know what, Michelle?
I
got to tell you, your cards show that you are definitely upwardly mobile in your career. You're going places.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, management doesn't want to hear people. All they do is complain and don't have a solution.
Yeah.
So it's okay to go, hey, this sucks, but then say, oh, here's what I think we should do.
And she's looking for help.
Right. That's.
And your concern is awesome, because your concern is for the company. You know, if you worked in Japan, they'd be kissing your feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
They
would. It's amazing, some of the things they do. But anyway, well, back to her.
So I just want you to know you're going to get groomed for management. And if it's, you know, not to your liking.
That's true.
I feel that you would eventually move on to something else.
Yeah, some companies, people move on. I mean, I'm in a big company, and a lot of people move on because it's just not.
I've done that. You know, this is almost my last job of my career at this point. I don't want to sit here being frustrated. I want to sit here making something happen, you know, building something. But should I go, let me just ask you this. Should I go like a step over, and not like he would mind at all, you know, but should I send an email to the guy above this guy to say, what do you think?
Shouldn't she follow the chain of command?
She says she doesn't think he would mind, but don't be too sure about that.
Yeah.
You might want to suggest a meeting with the two of you together. Say, hey, or start with him first. Hey, this is what I want to do. This is somehow, should we all get together with your boss too? You know, if you just jump the gun.
You never know what ego
bad
is up there. Yeah,
that is called rolling the dice. And
yeah.
When you gamble, sometimes you lose.
I think you're going to do fantastic. Now your angel card.
Angel card, the healing angel card, too. The subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul, and so it will come to be.
Gosh, that's very powerful. Very.
Yeah.
So
well, Michelle,
it can be hard to do.
Please, yes, please stay in touch so we can follow this with you.
I knew when I saw
that
tool.
Really helps me.
Good. I'm very glad.
Well, good. And you are a glass half full type of person, and you should keep doing that. Don't change your ways.
Yes.
Glass half full.
Yeah, she's very positive. Yeah. Yes, she's very positive. Even when she's frustrated, she's still positive. And that can be hard to do.
You've got fantastic cards.
Yeah, see, there you go.
No. So
great.
Yep. You go in there, what, Monday? Go in there.
Yeah.
Like a soldier and go to see your master sergeant.
Well, and you just do it nicely, Say, here's the deal. Like I say.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
And present, hey, I have a solution, I think, but you're the boss, so it has to be your call. And if he's kind of him and hot up, maybe we should have another meeting with your boss's boss. And we can figure this out, because I think we could do a lot of good things here, you could say. Something like that. You know what to do.
That's right.
All right, well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, I appreciate your advice. It's just, it just validates what I should know already, but.
Well, yeah, you know. People are like, and you came in and you kind of set the tone for your own reading, which is good, actually.
Yeah, you did.
You knew what you wanted. You knew how to do it. You just kind of wanted some confirmation, and us humans like confirmation.
And you have such a lovely voice. Wow,
really?
Yeah, do people ever call, say you, and say, is your mommy home?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was a child, but she sounds like she could be like 21.
I probably act like I'm 21.
Yeah, well, same here, honey bun. All right, take care. Have a good luck. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your weekend, Michelle.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
All right, I've opened the floor. I've typed the official message. If anything pops up on your screen, yet, it's so new. Facebook Messenger, Deborah
Lee.
Now, video, your
I'm
call.
Gonna
you're going to do that. It's easier. Yeah. Because you have speakers now and you can jack up the volume if you need. All right. The floor is open, but the clock is ticking. We do not hold forever. We would like you to get on there and do the Facebook Messenger thing. You have Facebook, folks have Messenger. You ain't got to like it, but that's what we want. The typing back and forth brings the show to a halt. It's so slow. All the delays.
Come on there, Dr. Priya. You can call in.
Dr. Priya, messenger us now. Deborah Lee, not the Second Love Doctor show. Do it now or we got to go back to the phones because we can't leave folks hanging. The other person's been on hold for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Are you tagging the line after that?
There's no tagging. You can't tag like we used to. Not at Blog Talk. You can't do squat. It is what it is.
Are you going to call us?
You have to call us. We're not doing the type
thing. Dr. P?
Come on, Dr. P. You can do it. Yeah, see, Sophia says call in.
Anybody right now can call in.
Anybody. Yeah, it's everywhere. We open the floor. First come, first serve, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Do.
Yes, Dr. Priya, do a Facebook Messenger audio video call to Deborah Lee. What happened to Dr.
Emma, I'm sorry to hear that. We'll work on finding a way for you.
You have Messenger.
Can't use Messenger.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened with it. Well, then you should not have done so. But go ahead.
Hello.
If you're in the States, you can call the phones. But anyway, you got to turn your volume up on that.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing the audio, which is fine. Welcome.
All right. Hello. There you are. Mm-hmm. Well, very good to hear from you, too. Are you still in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I'm still in the Netherlands. It's too late. I'm about to sleep.
It is very late. We understand.
It's very late, and I'm very sorry that it took so long.
But you are live now.
But you're here now, so Please, tell me what you would like to know, my dear.
The floor is yours.
Yes. Yeah, I spoke to, I think, 2 weeks back, and the dog said just positive, positive, really picture, good inspiration, and a positive.
Thank you.
Really enlightened. You have given enlightenment for me, as a kind of enlightenment. And from that time, I'm feeling, I'm applying more and more often and getting positive responses also.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. I'm still trying. I didn't find a job yet, but I am, like, you know, I got a positivity.
Good.
Last time, what is so
that's wonderful, yes. Because the right one is going to come forward for you. There's no doubt in my mind. The right one will.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a question that you'd like me to focus the cards for you? Sure.
The floor is yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm my mind is currently focused too only. Like, I'm thinking, like, I should work for this too only because I think that is what, that was my favorite. I was practicing past 8 years in India. So I think I should focus on that only.
All right.
So, in Netherlands.
Well, repeat at the word where you said you're focusing on. I didn't quite catch it. Focusing on.
So I thought I should focus on the skin.
Skin. Okay.
Cosmetic department, because I was in the cosmetologist in India.
Okay. And that's the direction.
But in Netherlands.
Yeah, you're going to go that way.
Yeah, but in Netherlands, I cannot practice as a cosmetologist doctor. But I can practice as a skin therapist. You know?
I see.
Skin therapist.
Are you like a dermatologist, or are you more esoteric in what you do? Where
I'm a cosmetologist.
Oh, all right. That's what I wanted to know. All right, I'm going to take a look for you. Now, are you thinking of going back to India?
No. I'm here for...
Oh, okay. Now, give me a moment here.
Yeah.
You have been there for 3 years, or you are going to be there for 3 years? I kind of missed that.
I am here for 3 years more. Like, I had 3 years visa and 6 months have
passed. Oh, she got a 3 year visa.
Okay. 5 years more.
Okay, and is that visa renewable?
If I get a job or my husband gets the same extension, then it might.
That's cool. Okay. This is unfamiliar waters for me,
is
so I would like to ask
you.
Yeah, is he there?
Yeah, he's here with me. We are staying together.
Oh,
that's awesome, then. That's
very good.
That's cool.
Often one spouse has to go forward.
Sometimes, you know, life does what does, and it puts you in different locations. That's good, though.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Your cards. Best cards of the night. I have to tell you that yes, the direction you're going toward or that you're following is going to become extremely successful, profitable, and fruitful for you. This could not be better. And it's coming soon.
Yeah, like fruit.
He's funny. Real soon. You're going to be on it's almost like a magical path. And your marriage here is on its way. If you've had, say, rough patches as you've been looking for work, you know, marriage goes up, it goes down, but you are about to, it's like riding a spaceship to the moon with your marriage. Oh, my gosh.
The moon.
Yeah, you have an amazing, beautiful marriage. You really do. He adores you. I hope you know that. Yeah, he does.
International shout out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots.
Yes, and
Scotland.
Dr.
I love Scotch.
Dr. Priya, I hope you didn't
love
pass
it.
Out. I haven't heard from you for telling her that. Maybe she fainted.
I didn't hear a thunk.
Oh, I was telling her how her husband adores her.
Yeah, I didn't hear her head hit the ground, so I think everything's safe unless she's on a couch.
Here's the only thing that I would caution you on is that you are going to be confined men that are sexually attracted to you that want to, and this is a very beautiful lady, that they are going to want to promise her things in her career, you know, a little of that, what do they call it? Oh, quid pro quo, where it's you put your goods across and I'll help you.
I'll do something for you if you do something for me.
That's
you know it. What I'm saying?
And she will never do it. And
I believe that.
Boy, if anything, I would report them.
Yep.
Because these are not low-ranking men.
Yeah, you know what? And if they keep doing it, keep that little cell phone in your pocket and put the little
boy,
report
no kidding.
On sometime. Get the audio.
Because it's sexual harassment
yep.
to the highest extent.
Yeah, and if you're a low ranker and then a high ranker, she's lying. She was trying to actually seduce me to get power. And you could say, oh, I just recorded this thing here that says, yeah.
And I don't know how things go in other countries.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. Netherlands,
but it's
we don't
time
know.
For women to start cleaning house with these men.
I thought that was a problem. That's all you women used to do is clean house.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm
corporate house.
Yeah, roger that.
Medical house.
Mexico. No,
yeah.
It's Mexico. Never mind.
You know, and we've got a lot of it right here. I've talked with I have medical clients and stuff. And they will tell me the amount of sexual harassment is beyond even comprehending. So that's the only thing I see for her.
Okay.
And this could be it's like she's been ordained to go out there and make up-and-coming women because she is truly master at what she does.
Yeah, let's go master, not mistress.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, yeah. We don't know a thing about how the Netherlands does business and
no,
the
but corruption. Corruption is
oh, right.
Corruption.
No, I mean, that kind of stuff is, we don't know how serious they are about stopping that in different countries.
No, well, we don't want you to become a whistleblower and then you can't work.
If they don't have whistleblower protection like we do here. We don't know that.
No,
that,
I will
yeah.
tell you. The job that you're going to be offered is coming to you because a woman in this position is leaving. I believe that she is dealing with a life-ending illness, cancer, something mm. like that.
Okay, something that is going to be a showstopper.
For her, yeah.
Right.
And it will be hard for her to leave, but for you to pick up where she left off is a great way to honor her because I feel you'll be taking the reins from this woman. Man, I don't feel she has very long to live. Yeah, go ahead. Now your angel card.
Right, Dr. Priya, your angel card, it's a healing angel card reading, mind you, so it's not just a regular one. Love is the subject of it. Heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. Last sentence, may all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
Love it. I love it.
She loves the love card.
Yes.
Love is in the air.
Yeah, I hope so. Actually, my connection got disconnected, and I didn't hear about the test, so I will listen it again once you over the show because I don't want to take your time.
Oh, it's fine. Really.
No, hey,
that's
it's
what we're here for.
You waited patiently, and this is
yeah.
your time. This is your time.
Connected because of the 1 minute, I think. So I will I'll speak later. I don't want to take your more time.
Oh, you're so very wonderful.
And we welcome you every time you're welcome to get more readings.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and especially as late as it is, and the time you're putting in, you waited patiently for.
I time will change soon.
Oh
yes,
wouldn't
you must
that be
turn
lovely.
You must turn into the bed, my dear, and get some rest.
Well, blessings to you, and please don't be a stranger. We really enjoy you.
Absolutely.
Very much.
And we wish you the best of luck, you and your husband.
Oh yes, you're going places just like the other ladies.
Yep.
Take care, my dear.
Do not give up hope.
Back soon. Bye bye. She is so lovely.
I think we got to wrap it, Deb.
Yeah, Jim says we gotta go.
I gotta wrap. I mean, we only have 15 minutes left of the time block that we set aside. Anyway, we have no Block Talk callers. I know other folks on Facebook are reading, but I gotta get some stuff done. I gotta get on the road and go places. I actually have to get in my car and go somewhere.
He's going somewhere.
I got to go. I gotta get my keys out and go somewhere.
He's
got to
go see his concubine.
Oh, yeah, that's
Over on the cheating side.
Well, she said singular. I said concubines. Plural.
Remember, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Hugs and love, everybody. Bye-bye.
Rock out.